Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The Assurance of God's Love. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. Tell me, O you whom I love, where you feed your flock, where you make it rest at noon, for why should I be as one who veils herself by the flocks of your companions? Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 7. Charles Spurgeon said, "It is well to be able to call the Lord Jesus Christ by this name without an if or a but. A very large proportion of Christian people can only say of Christ that they hope they love him. They trust they love him, but this is a very poor and shallow experience to be content to stay here. It seems to me that no one ought to give any rest to his spirit till he feels quite sure about a matter of such vital importance. We are not content to have a hope of the love of our parents, or of our spouse, or of our children. We feel we must be certain there. And we are not to be satisfied with a hope that Christ loves us, and with a bare trust that we love him. I know whom I have believed, says Paul, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. I know that my Redeemer lives, says Job, in Job chapter 19, verse 25. You whom I love, says Solomon in the song as we have it here. Learn, dear friends, to get that positive knowledge of your love to Jesus, and be not satisfied till you can talk about your interest in him as a reality that you have made infallibly sure by having received the witness of the Holy Spirit and his seal upon your soul by faith that you are born of God and belong to Christ. Why do we love Jesus? We have the best of answers, because he first loved us. Why do we love him? Because before this round earth was fashioned between the palms of the great Creator, before he had painted the rainbow or hung out the lights of the sun and moon, Christ's delights were with us. He foresaw us through the glass of his prescience. He knew what we should be. From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, The Church's Love to Her Loving Lord. God wants you to know how much he loves you. He went first because we didn't have any way to approach him. But Jesus made it possible for us to come close to God through his substitutionary death on the cross for our sins. And now the Holy Spirit is speaking clearly to your heart to trust that this is absolutely, irrevocably true. God loves you. As Spurgeon said, don't be content with merely thinking this is true, but ask the Holy Spirit to help you know this is true. Listen to these words. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. We love because he first loved us. 1 John chapter 4, verses 9, 13, 14, and 19.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.